My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conaway. He represents the Lone Star State's 11th Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk about the next step in the House Republican agenda this week designed to spur greater job creation. It focuses extensively on what they see as the Obama administration's excessive use of regulation, which the House Republicans contend is stifling job creation. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, it's good to be with you, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
A lot of different areas, of course, where regulations can come down. Is there any particular area of the economy, any type of particular focus that this legislation takes, or is there kind of a blanket approach to the Obama agenda?
Well, it's a bit of a blanket approach. I'm particularly interested in a piece of this legislation that is drawn from a bill that I introduced along with a couple of Democrat friends and others to require that the Commodities Future Trading Commission use a vigorous cost-benefit analysis in its rulemaking process. Greg, Scott Garrett's got a similar one for the SEC. The background on this is that back in January 2011, President Obama put out a letter, an executive order, to all the executive branch agencies requiring them to use qualitative and quantitative assessments of the costs of new regulations. In other words, the idea being that if whatever you're regulating, if the cost to regulate it exceeds the benefits that you're going to get from those regulations, then look for a different way to regulate it or don't regulate that at all. But at any rate, his letter, his executive order, does not reach the CFTC or the SEC because they're standalone organizations. And so both of those entities have been going through extensive new rulemaking processes with respect to Dodd-Frank. CFTC, relatively, before Dodd-Frank, had a relatively orderly rule process. They would probably do two or three a year at most. And then with Dodd-Frank came on, they had something close to 40 that they needed, rulemaking issues that they needed to deal. So they had a great volume. As that thing unfolds over the last 2 years, there are many instances in which the benefits and the had pretty casual comments as to what costs were and benefits were, because under their law, the Commodities Modernization Act, they simply have to consider cost benefits. So it's not nearly as not quite a requirement that the president wanted his agencies to use. And so this simply brings the group in line with, or brings CFTC in line with the rest of the President Obama's executive branch agencies. It's a prospective change, so it would not require that CFTC go back and undo or redo the lawmaking, the regulation process, regulation projects they've got in process now. But future regulations, it would require them to use a vigorous cost-benefit analysis.
Talking with Texas Congressman Mike Conaway, and sir, for those who don't follow commodities issues all that closely, what's been the impact on businesses and job creation as a result of the increased number of rules, which you just mentioned have increased exponentially since Dodd-Frank?
Well, there's a balance that we're going to have to walk here, because given the meltdown of the financial markets in 2008, most folks would argue that that whatever regulatory scheme was in place then didn't work to do what we needed to do. So there will be new regulations. That's a given, and the law certainly requires that. What we're concerned, though, is that the way these regulations are implemented and the breadth and scope of what they're doing sweeps in folks that don't need to be regulated and thereby causing the increase in the cost of the activity that goes on. The activity specifically with respect to the agricultural world is the CFTC has regulation over the futures markets and derivatives associated with anything. And so all the normal commodities that you would think of related to agriculture, the ability to hedge, ability of producers to lock in prices, lock in the cost of certain inputs that they have and to protect themselves from increases or decreases, and lay that risk off to some other willing participant on the other side of that transaction, those costs will go up as a result of this new scheme and making their ability to work more expensive. So this particular area is not a blanket no to new regulations in a sense, but it's a way of saying, look, if there's a better way to regulate whatever it is you're trying to regulate, then take that less expensive path, because those costs, whatever they are that the folks who are complying with regulations, ultimately get passed on to the consumer in the form of higher prices for whatever goods and services regulate that. So that's the impact it has on job creation and farmers and ranchers being able to protect themselves. They also have obviously all interest rates and all other commodities as well are overseen by the CFTC, and so it's got a broader reach than just the ag community.
Congressman, we've had several of your colleagues on in the past, 3 years, I guess, talking about other regulations, whether it affects the coal industry, water restrictions, other areas, environmental, energy, and so forth. What are some of the other highlights in this bill that the House GOP is taking a look at?
Ben Quayle's got some language in that would try to reach at this idea where agencies are writing temporary rules and then are sued under those temporary rules. They then go to court. They settle in the court system with a rule that they could never have passed through the regular system where everybody gets to comment and has to, those comments have to be considered. They work the legal system to make that happen. And so this would help rein that in as well putting in a mechanism. It does allow for new regulations. It's just that the president and the Congress have to be have a role in that. And that's the real issue is all these new regulations. Do we have circumstances where somebody besides the executive branch agency have a way to take a look at it? And we prefer that the Congress and the president be more involved in that issue.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conaway represents his state's 11th congressional district. He's joining us talking about the rolling back the red tape legislation from the House Republicans, which passed quite easily on Thursday afternoon. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.